Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm okay, but I need to talk to you about something. It's pretty important.
Okay.
I know this is like weird and like, you know, like it's a lot and like I just want you to know that, like, I get you have like relationships like with other like podcasters and stuff, but like I just need you to know that if you are like wanted to continue this, like I think that, like, you know, moving forward with the other podcasters in like a podcasting intimate way, it would really like affect like the way that I think that we could move forward as like podcasting partners.
Wait,
together.
So you're saying I have to end this whole thing right now?
No. Like, and I like,
because I have other ideas here.
Like, I don't want to like give you like an ultimatum or anything, but like, I just like want you to know, like, yeah. So can we go to Australia now? Or
okay, sounds like it's not that big of a deal to you. So yeah, sounds good. I'm just gonna do my thing.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. Like that's that, yeah. That's like cool. So like yeah.
So. Yeah. Madison was clear as day, wasn't she?
I truly have not like had trouble comprehending a season quite like this one. It feels like nobody learned how to communicate or express their feelings in any way that's in any way possible. We get a lot of like, I don't know how, or you know, if Madison just straight up said, hey Peter, just like FYI, I'm a virgin and it's like chill, but it's not chill for me. I think it would have been better because everything yeah. that anyone has been saying has just been clear as mud. And sorry, we've been through this with Peter. I don't think he can understand what you're saying through like beating around the bush. He's a pretty straight up guy. So just mm-hmm. like tell him straight up what you want him to know. And I think we'd all be a little happier.
Definitely. Yeah. I think, it would be easier on the women too, because they have to contrive all these different scenarios to try to get Madison to come out and say what she needs to say to Peter. I think, you know, her mom was trying to get her to say something last week, and now they had to put all the women together in one house for the first time ever on Fantasy Suite Week just to make her uncomfortable.
Everyone. Yeah.
So, yeah. Lesson learned, just try to actually say, you know, if you have these deal breakers, maybe early on in the travel dates is probably where you want to do it.
Yeah.
I get the influencer deals might be better a little later on, but it's just very uncomfortable. So, yeah, that was really the main story of this episode and kind of the cliffhanger as well. I had a lot of fun listening to your hometown date last week. It was much more entertaining than the other hometown dates.
Thank you.
I was dying at Ethan, like picturing Ethan like pushing his bangs down trying to look like Madison's dad, even though I don't think he looks like him, but it's just like a
picture and send it to you.
Yeah.
And then I know Justin Feinberg was a big fan of Doug figuring out on air that Crystal and Chris had broken up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. And axe throwing. What was it? Axe stomping.
Yeah. Remember when we used to do hashtags? I think that would have been our
that
hashtag.
That would have been a good one. Yeah. And I also like your... You'll have to break out the Victoria F impression again for this episode.
I don't even remember what it was.
I know, but it was good.
Okay. I'll just have to let the Victoria F flow through my veins.
Right. Yes. So we start out, they are going to Gold Coast, Australia, but we're starting out at the, where were they? They were in an airport, right? Where Maddie has to go talk to him. And
yeah, that was,
you basically covered what the conversation was in our opening.
Except instead of podcasting, it was about whatever it is that they're doing here.
Right. So what do you think Peter's understanding was after that conversation?
I'm not sure. I wonder, it's because we had the context that it was a little bit easier to understand for us.
Right.
But I don't know. I think that I'm really not sure what he took away from that conversation.
She basically said, I mean, that it would be hard for her to accept an engagement, or she wouldn't want to accept an engagement if he was intimate with the other women. But she didn't say at all in that conversation like her personal reasons why. And she didn't say in any certain terms like, I will definitely leave or anything like that.
Yeah. Or did she say like, please don't have sex with those women?
Right. Yeah. It almost came off more like when Victoria or even Kelly were talking about like, yeah, this process is kind of hard for me and this isn't going to be easy. I don't know if I'll be able to do it. And it's kind of like a common conversation that everyone goes through to different degrees. Like, this process is so strange. I'm not used to sharing who I'm dating. And so I think it just seemed like another version of that to him, where he's like, yeah, okay, that's just something I'm gonna have to work through with Madison when it comes to it. Okay. And yeah, he had to, but I don't think he was expecting the reaction that he got from her. And of course she went third in her.
There was a lot of things in this episode that felt very heavy-handed, I've got to say.
Yeah, for sure.
And one of them was obviously them all sharing one suite.
Yep, and Madison being the first one to arrive, as if it's like her own suite or Airbnb, what it looked like.
Yeah, and then obviously Madison's date being last was, you know, obviously Peter's going to hook up with at least one of those women. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah. And Hannah Ann goes first. And so Madison's in the suite. Then I think Hannah Ann arrives. Then Victoria arrives. And then Peter shows up and is like, hey, Hannah, ready to go on a date? And then it's just kind of awkwardly seeing Madison and Victoria there talking about, okay, this is weird. Like, they needed something. They needed like a board game or something because they had nothing to talk about. It was just so awkward. Because what can you really say? Because they're not going to admit to anything that happens. So you have to talk around it. Like, oh, how'd it go? What do you hope happens? So strange. But I'm honestly kind of surprised that they haven't done this before, just knowing the producers. Like, yeah, obviously they're gonna keep doing it now, right?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Do you felt like it, you like, we got the effect they wanted from it? Do you think it was worth the change, or do you think it just, like I said, felt heavy-handed or kind of pointless?
I think we gained a ton from it. I think we would have gotten the same type of reaction from Madison in terms of just like her being worried about it in her own hotel room, you know. It's still the same downtime. I guess it was definitely more in her face, and but I think you lose a little bit. Like, I think we lost some time on these one-on-one dates because of it. Like, we didn't really see too much of them like the next day. Or
I felt like we got so little from these one-on-one, like this whole season, I feel like we've gotten nothing from. I just don't remember what anyone talked about, what anyone said, what anyone, like, what the point of any of it was.
Right. Yeah. I think it's hard to, I think you were talking about too, the hometown dates, like, usually you come away with a sense of like the town and what's going on there, and we meet their friends, and we didn't have any kind of unique things. Like, I can still remember like Becca's date with Jason in Buffalo, because they did like specific Buffalo things, you know. And
I took Ethan to the Anchor Bar the other day.
Nice. Did you run into Jason and Caitlin? Because I think they were around there based on Instagram stories.
Really? No, I didn't.
They were in Buffalo
it.
Not that long ago. Huh. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know what that's about. Just maybe all the Victoria F content that we need. The secret people showing up and warning about her. That was another thing, too, where it's like that person showing up. Apparently, there were like other people waiting in the wings to talk about.
Yeah, like Lauren's mom. Right. Like Lauren from RE Season's mom.
I almost feel like that would have been better. Like, I would have liked that more, I think. Or just like show everybody, like show the mob of people.
Yeah.
But that was another one where it was like, okay, this girl Marissa shows up and she just said, okay, she's broken up a lot of relationships. And so without any more specifics, like that could tell me like, oh, like in high school, like someone left his girlfriend for her because he fell in love with her, or she broke up friendships or whatever. Like, it was just so vague that it wasn't like what the rumors are, like breaking up marriages, you know.
This whole thing is just like, this whole season is vague. That's, I think, a perfect description of it. It's just it's vague.
Yeah. And there was a recent headline I saw that came out that Chris Harrison was on somewhere where he was talking about, I think he was on Rachel and Becca's podcast, saying like they had to do this, putting all three women together to get things to move along, like that. Peter wasn't making decisions and Madison wasn't saying what she needed to say. So I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's interesting. But what did you think of Hannah Ann's date?
I thought it was rude that they just left the ski or the sea-doo in the middle of the water.
I didn't even notice that.
Some intern's going to have to go get that.
Right.
I am starting to like Hannah more and more every time. I thought she was like cute and funny on this date. And I think she said what she needed to say and she got from Peter what she needed to get from him. And they had a good time. I just like for them, I just don't see the point in him proposing to her at the end. I feel like she's still pretty young and I feel like they could just have a really great dating relationship without the pressure of an engagement. Like, it just doesn't seem totally necessary.
Yeah. And her dad would definitely not be cool with it.
Yeah. And I just think Peter's like too... Like, I find he gets caught up in things. Like, whenever he's with the person he's with, he just gets caught up in that. And it's hard for him to find any perspective in that. So, like, being the bachelor, I feel like he's getting caught up in being the bachelor and is absolutely going to propose, regardless of whether or not it's actually in his best interest. Like, I thought that's one thing that I can now look back and appreciate about Colton as the bachelor, is that he was never going to do anything that he didn't feel comfortable with or that his partner wasn't comfortable with, just because that's tradition in the show.
Right. Although they probably thought that he would be just the type that would do whatever they wanted, you know, that he would be really producible.
Totally.
Like, yeah. Yeah. So, you mentioned things being heavy-handed, and I felt like Hannah's conversation about, like, yeah, like, I'm still going to be here no matter what you do with other women. Like, that felt very produced to me, like, almost like producers were worried about Maddie and what, like, that she would have an impact on him. And so needed that other side of someone being like, yeah, it's totally fine with me. Like, don't worry about me. Like, you have to do what you have to do. I don't think we've ever heard it spelled out like that before. Usually they're just kind of focusing on their relationship with the lead and not really acknowledging anything else.
Yeah. I, you know, we go back to Courtney Robertson's book a lot, and she had mentioned in her book that she said to Ben, like, yeah, if you need to sleep with any of the other people, you can. I don't really want to know about it after, but sow your oats, because once you're with me, you're with me, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this time we got to see it aired a little bit. Yeah. So I do like her more. I just don't know if they're like the perfect fit, but
no, I agree with that.
Yeah. We're down to only these three left. So if you're comparing her against Victoria F, who he goes on the next date with. So we see Hannah come back to the house and this makes it even more awkward because she's just like, you know, looking all cute and they're just sitting there having to wait for her to show up. And like, oh, hey, how'd it go? Okay, it was great. What are you supposed to say? We hooked up, you know, like, what are you supposed to talk about? So Victoria's next. And this one, they go on a helicopter ride. She was not nervous about the helicopter at all, interestingly enough. Wasn't she scared of heights?
I'm just having a hard time believing a lot of what Victoria says lately.
Yeah. And then they have kind of their personal conversation about her past relationship. We don't know which one this was, but I don't think it was Chase Rice because it was a 3.5 year relationship.
Yeah. I thought this was the date where Victoria came off the best this season. I felt like she was the closest she could be to what it is that we need from her. Mm-hmm. I thought she was a little more honest. I think we were kind of breaking down the walls a little bit more, mm-hmm. but we still weren't getting to a point where Peter could have a conversation with her without being like, well, just, it's fine. Just like, just talk about it with me. And she says, I don't know. It's like, I get it, but we've been doing the, I don't know, for a lot of weeks now, and mm-hmm. we're just not moving forward. And I feel like Peter was getting a little bit better at being like, hey, so this past relationship you had, like, obviously something happened where you feel like you can't talk about things. And so why is that? And what is that? And what can I do to make it better for you?
Mm-hmm.
But she still just wasn't. I just, again, we got nowhere. And I think Peter just kind of gave up. I don't know. Or I don't know what happened.
Yeah, it seemed like a little bit of an overreaction where it's just like, I don't know what you want from me, and I don't know what else to say about that. And like, he just wants to get to know you more. And
yeah.
And then he just kind of boiled it down to like, yeah, I just don't want you to run away anytime we have a problem, which she basically has done every time. So I think it's a bad sign when they're just commenting like, well, we're not fighting today.
Yeah, it's awful. Great.
Yeah.
You've been dating for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Again, I've said it a million times, like, relationships aren't supposed to be like easy peasy pumpkin squeezy, but like, they shouldn't be that hard.
Mm-hmm.
If it's that hard, if you're having to work that much for something with somebody you just met, like, it's not worth it. The juice is not worth the squeeze, my friends.
Right. Let's see. What else did happen on this date that we were shown? So I have a theory, because after she comes back, you know, we don't see exactly. We see them cuddling bed. Say it was like, she comes back and says it was productive.
I laughed at this too.
And then what else did she, they said afterwards, like, it was just the things they say, like the euphemisms, like, you know, got to know each other on another level. She said something like, emotionally, it was like most of all or something. So then once Madison's on her date, and then we have Hannah Ann and Victoria talking, that's when Hannah Ann reveals like the whole ultimatum thing. And I felt like Victoria was much more mad about it. And so my thought was, maybe they didn't like fully have sex, and that she felt like, because why would you be mad after a date if you already had sex with him? And it's like, oh, obviously Madison had no impact on that. He's making his own decision. But it seemed like she was like, oh, she gave him an ultimatum. And like, that's not right. Like, that's messed up. Whereas Hannah was just kind of like, yeah, isn't it weird?
Like, yeah. Yeah. So I would have guessed probably that Hannah had slept with someone that maybe Victoria hadn't.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, the way he said, I was intimate with them. I don't think that...
He didn't say, like, with both. He didn't say with one. He just said, I was intimate.
Or in, like, I didn't look at the draft points, but I don't know if George gave either
which
Hannah
one was
Ann
confirmed.
Or Victoria confirmed coitus points.
Right. It's not... Yeah, do we split the difference? Like, it's confirmed that he was with at least one.
And intimate can mean different things.
Right. Right.
like, is Madison against Blowsies? Like, we just don't really know all the qualifications here, do we?
Right, exactly. And she, like, didn't want details, and he didn't want to give details.
So. I want the details. I'm nosy.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. And then it makes me think back, remember that preview? It was basically, like, remember the tent sex? Was that Chris Soule season? Like, there was that preview about, like, he had sex with Sydney in the hot spring. That never was part of the show. So, like, when I remember seeing him say that, like, I was intimate, I thought he was talking about Sydney, like, when I saw those previews way back when, because we're like, oh, that was confirmed. No, just one of those stupid previews that they, you know, it was probably someone speculating or something in the house. It was another woman saying it, not Sydney. So maybe Women Tell All we'll get to the bottom of that, but I doubt it. So, yeah, that was my only thought on, like, why her reaction was so much. It just seemed like Madison just thought it was, or Hannah Ann just thought it was funny, kind of, or just sort of weird, like that Madison didn't tell him anything and that she didn't do what she had thought she was going to do. Because I don't know when Madison confided in the women, but obviously she has, at least some of the women, about her virginity and just not to Peter at all. So that's kind of an interesting move.
Yeah, gosh, and I really think that's maybe something you should talk about. Like, it, you know, is there anything else you have to say about Victoria's F state?
No.
Okay. So, you know, if that is your choice, I think you are obviously free to have that choice. Mm-hmm. But I do think it's something you should talk about pretty early on in your relationship, especially if you are dating multiple, your boyfriend's dating multiple women. Right. If part of the show you are signing up for includes an element of implied intercourse-ness.
Right.
And
you know about, you know, his past with Hammer, so...
Yeah, like, the reason he got the lead, basically, was because he intercoursed her 4 times.
That was his whole storyline.
Yeah, like, why else? Why else?
Mm-hmm.
No other reason.
All those sweet discounts on flying? I don't know.
Great point.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like things should have been a lot more open about that. And it makes me wonder, I grew up in a religious household. I'm not saying this is the case for everyone, obviously, but it seems like it's probably the case for many that sex is just not something that's discussed openly. Or if it's discussed at all, it's that you shouldn't be having it until you find your end game partner. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I feel like Peter was being set up to fail.
Mm-hmm.
Peter has done a lot of things wrong in this whole journey. But it's hard for me to get mad at him for having sex allegedly with 2 women he really wanted to have sex with. Like, I don't know. Like, what do you want? What do you want, Maddie? I'm sorry. I just, I wonder if Peter was telling her that she was the one.
Mm.
And if he was doing that, then I get it more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, like, the way he reacted, like, when he was like, oh, so you want me to call off everything else right now? Made it seem like he would consider that almost, like, mm-hmm. like he was so into Maddie. And he said, like, I love Madison in his confessionals.
But he also said he loved all of them.
Right. So, yeah, he wasn't ready to. And then when they were talking, he kind of said, like, well, I could, coming into this week, I could see a future with the other 2 women as well. So, yeah, so they kind of start out their date and she still doesn't bring it up. Until the dinner portion, and that's when it kind of all,
but even she there. Like, even, but it wasn't even that much that all out there. Like, I feel like there was still a lot of beating around the bush. Like, you know, there was, I've made a commitment to myself, to save myself for marriage. I guess there was a little more clear, but still.
Yeah. I think that should have come up before. Just because that would have given him some context as to what she was saying beforehand.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
But, and also it's just, if they're fundamentally different about that, because he was just like, well, that's your choice. That's not me. He wasn't really like, I don't know. I just don't think it's a great match. If it's so important to her that I think she would want somebody that has that same kind of view, even if they didn't make that same choice. I don't know that they would.
I agree with you.
Like not Luke P, but you know, someone not as horrible, but like someone that has that same conviction or religious background, I think. Because she talked to him about the leading the household and being in faith. And that was one of her like kind of deal breakers before. And he didn't exactly give the right answer there either of what she wanted. But she kind of looked past it because he was like, I really see you and, you know, I'm falling for you or whatever he said that made her decide to stick around. So it's like he's giving her these nuggets to keep staying.
I see that.
So it's complicated.
Totally. It's totally very, very much complicated.
Where do you think it's going? Because we just see her walking off and then we see a preview of the other two women standing at the rose ceremony.
I don't think this is the end of the line for them. I feel like they have more conversations to be had. I think they could have an overnight date. I don't know. Does she have certain views about sharing a bed with a man before you're married? Like, I'm not sure how far that reaches. I think that alone time would be very valuable for them. And I don't think they should miss the opportunity to do that. Because without it, it really gives, you know, it gives the other women a huge leg up that Madison won't have.
Right. Are we going to see a total repeat of Colton's season? Like she just leaves and then he goes off and finds her somewhere as she's packing up or something? I don't think they'd want to do the same storyline again, but
I don't know. I feel like it won't have to go that far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to know because I'm trying to picture what the episode is like next week. Are we getting a 5-hour week again where it's like the wrapping up of this? Cause usually it's like Women Tell All is kind of its own thing. I think
I feel like last season, and I might be wrong, I feel like we got 1 hour of show and we got 1 hour of, tell all. Yeah. Okay. I don't think we got 2 hours of tell all.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Because, I sent you the story earlier. There's been news released of women that weren't invited to the tell-all. And Kelly and Natasha are not going to be there. And
allegedly.
Not on their choice. Yeah. So.
I think that's absurd.
Right. I need Kelly and Natasha there. Like, these people live.
Those were our favorites.
Straightforward. Yeah. What do you think is behind that? They just really didn't like them, or they don't want, like, is something, was there something that wasn't shown that the producers don't want one of these two women being blunt about and saying something?
I don't know. I just, maybe they couldn't control them as much, so they just don't want them there. I don't know.
They don't want them, they don't want people to be like Kelly for Bachelorette any more than they already were. So, yeah, I don't know where this Bachelorette is going to go. Usually we have kind of some clear ideas. I don't know if Kelsey can do it. I don't know if they would go with Kelsey.
I really hope they go somebody a little more old school.
Yeah. That would be nice.
Yeah.
And have they ever done that? I'm trying to remember if Emily Maynard was kind of like an off the board choice.
Oh, good call.
But they really haven't. It's always like someone in the most recent season. They haven't been as, you know, random as they are with the guys. And I would just like to see that. I'd like to see them come back even a year. Mm-hmm. Like the Tayshia idea that you guys talked about last week would be cool. So, And hey, Kendall's single now. Everyone's like timing it. I feel like in a certain way. Crystal.
You imagine.
Oh my gosh. You know what I'm annoyed about with this new show? Not the senior one. We haven't talked about that yet, but the Listen to Your Heart or whatever it is.
But I have tried to consume as little of that as possible.
They're going to put these people on Paradise. And so I'm annoyed because I'm like, I don't want them there.
God, you're so right. What a nightmare for us.
Yeah.
God, maybe I will watch it, but I don't know. I'd rather watch Love is Blind. Have you watched that one yet?
No, but we've gotten some tweets and I've seen tons of people watching it.
Maybe in our off season, we'll do like a quick one up pod about it.
Yeah.
Not promising anything because we often have big dreams for our off season and then never accomplish anything because we're very tired.
Right. But I'm definitely going to watch that one. Like, it seems totally up our alley. And is it kind of like The Circle where they release a few episodes at a time?
Yes, as far as I know.
Okay. But it's probably wrapping up pretty soon. So I don't want to get totally spoiled. But yeah, my understanding is like, it's kind of like Married at First Sight, except you can talk to the person in like, you're talking in like these pods and you can't see them.
Like Married at First Sight and The Circle in one little weird baby.
Right. And so you propose, but then they don't necessarily have to get married. They get engaged. And then they like kind of have to like go through their engagement and see if it's going to work in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sounds interesting. Then I've heard that everyone is kind of like good looking or relatively good looking. So there's not going to be like extreme reactions. That's what I would think. But anyway, sounds really interesting. All right. So we did see another, like a casting call. Usually it's like, do you know somebody who wants to be the next Bachelor? Or do you want to be the next? Do you want to date our next Bachelor? But here it was. Are you a senior? Are you in your golden years? Whatever it said. Looking for love. Did you get the same ad in Canada?
Yeah, but I wasn't paying attention to it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we did. I'm not sure. I know Doug texted me about it.
Okay.
So somebody. We saw it, but maybe it was just because he was watching at a Buffalo station. I'm not really sure.
Yeah. So they're going to do something like Senior Bachelor in Paradise. Never thought the show would go to this point, seeing as how they have been casting younger and younger. They like had Byron the Bachelor, who was like the oldest that they ever had. And he was probably like, I mean, he seemed old to me at the time, but he was probably like 41 or something. I don't know. Which is definitely old for this universe, especially thinking now. What is this? Like, what are they doing? Why?
I don't know.
I'm gonna watch it, but why?
Yeah, we're obviously gonna watch it. But I don't get it either. Maybe some things just aren't for us to understand.
Maybe they did some market research and like, hey, we've got this demographic here and we've got to do something for them, or I don't know. Do we have any senior listeners that would like to go through the audition process and report back?
Let us know.
That'd be nice. Yeah, I want to pull up this casting thing if I can find it anywhere. But it seemed like there were rumors about this, but I didn't see like any huge news stories. Did you see rumblings of this beforehand?
When I heard about it, I wasn't surprised because I thought it had snuck into my brain somehow, but I don't know how and where and why and when.
Right.
I just feel like I feel like everyone was freaking out. I was like, oh, I thought we knew this.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know.
I think I wasn't expecting them to like have a casting call thing on the show. Senior Bachelor TV show. Age. Let me see. I'm Googling. This is what. Oh, there is no age limit on a love story. ABC announced that the Bachelor franchise is launching a new dating show called. Wait, is it called Seniors Looking for Love? That's a really lame name. But you have to be 65 and older.
Right.
And I would have pictured like they'd pick like 49 and up or something, you know, like they
or like 35 and
right,
up.
Exactly. So when are they going to come out with like middle age looking for love? Very strange. So they actually mean senior citizens. You've got to get the senior citizen discount. So Chris Harrison's going to be working year round. Interesting. Hmm. Interesting. I want to hear more if people actually know anyone that's applying. All right. So anything else about like how this ended or predictions on where it might go? Because I'm a little bit lost. Like that rose ceremony where it's just the two of them standing there.
I don't think it will just be the two of them. I think Madison will join them. I don't think she's gone for good.
Yeah, because he can't just give one rose to somebody. Because it was kind of the same thing.
I feel like we've seen it where, you know, like in Andy's season, she let Chris go before the fantasy suite.
Right.
And then she just gave the two roses out to the two remaining men.
Yeah, that's true. So it could just be like they're wondering where they are. But maybe if he seems like distraught about it, then they're going to be upset. Like, oh, it doesn't seem like he wants to give it to both of us.
Yeah.
Seems like he's still thinking about Madison. So.
Yeah. We'll see. It's hard for me to guess.
Yeah. So whatever Chris may be announcing at the end that they've been teasing or what his mom is saying. Like, I think people have moved on from the theory that like someone got pregnant or Hannah B comes back. But is she talking about Madison? Like, cause she met Madison before.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's like, I was more excited about those previews early on, and now I'm less excited about it. I feel like it'll be something lame. But what
it always can is you do? Bachelor show, isn't it?
I know. You know what has me more excited for great content? Not the upcoming preview for The Bachelor, but our new sponsor that we have, Haley.
Yeah, if you need a break from Bachelor content, need something to make you feel like you're using your brain, why not try Audible?
Yeah, Audible is a leading provider of spoken word entertainment and audiobooks ranging from bestsellers to celebrity memoirs, news, business, self-development. And every month, members get one credit to pick any title, plus two Audible originals from a monthly selection. And if you don't use your credit that month, you can hang on to them and you can keep them up to a year and decide to binge on a whole series if you'd like. So it's a lot of fun, and it's just a great way to feel like you're doing something good. I'm not one to grab books that are hard copies anymore. I like to have something in my earbuds at all times, and whether I'm on my commute or doing chores at home, especially laundry, perfect time to get some self-help in my ear. That's usually what I gravitate to with Audible. How about you?
I am currently reading Ali Wong's new book called Dear Girls, which is something I've been wanting to get my hands on for a while, and it's actually on Audible, and you can hear Ali read it herself, and she's super funny. I've been laughing out loud at this book, so I would recommend you listen to that. That's a great book.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's really fun when comedians or authors read their own book, and you can, it's like having theater in your ear in the audiobook. And you get their own intonation, and sometimes they'll throw in like kind of extra content as well. So that's always fun. And we've got a great offer to get a free trial. So you get one credit for the month and then those two Audible originals to try it out, see if you like it. And we've got a special code, audible.com/batch, or you can even text batch to 500-500. So that's audible.com/BACH or text BACH to 500-500. Be sure to let us know what you decide to pick up. Maybe you get a Bachelor title on there.
Yeah, we would really love to hear what it is that you end up listening to, because I love talking about books. I post about that monthly on my blog, and I'd love to know what you're reading.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Haley, do we dare get into draft results?
No, I didn't do it last week, and Matt texted me saying I knew I liked Amy better.
Gosh. Yeah, I do have, let's
see. At least
see.
I have somebody on my team left.
You still have somebody left.
Yeah, I do.
Kelsey,
can't say the same for you, Amy.
No, that, I guess I should start rooting for Kelsey for Bachelorette, because I'll get some measly points back for that. Yeah, not looking great for us. But
no, we messed up again.
But knowing Peter, he's going to keep Victoria F. She's the one on your team. Right?
Yeah, like I don't want her to win, but I have to root for her.
Right. So George says, Matt LaGuardia is running away with it now. 203 points, holding strong with Hannah Ann and Madison. Well, Madison not looking as strong anymore. Although he seems like really upset that she was leaving. I have 162, but I'm out of players. So unless somebody is really, you know, bringing
wild
it on
at the women to all,
maybe the other Victoria, I could see her maybe getting a hot seat. Let's see. And then, or Kelsey. And then you're gaining ground, Haley, but you're still at 109. So Victoria F really needs to to bring it up. And even if she wins, we can't catch Matt at this point. So what did we do wrong this time?
We invited a draft master.
True. And it really seems like Peter has a physical type now that we see the final three. I don't think blondes were on his list.
Yeah,
so Hannah B must have been an exception. So, yeah, that's where we are with that. We have questions. And where can people email us if they have a long form question?
You can email us at bachelorwrapup@gmail.com. There is one email I forgot to include in what I sent to you. So I'm going to read it right now that I think about it.
Yeah.
It's from Mary Kukowski. She says, okay, hey, girls. So this has been bugging me in recent season. I feel like in the past, the lead typically knew more or less who are they going to pick as the winner early on. It wasn't given that they would sleep with or even go to the fantasy suite date with all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
God, it's a great thing you usually read these because I am just stumbling through this. Somewhere around Ben Higgins' season, we started seeing a dramatic increase in the lead telling all three or more that they love them and using that as excuse to justify a need to sleep with all three. Has this always been a thing, or am I right that it's fairly recent? Mm-hmm. Is it just a change in modern thinking, or are the leads not there for the right reasons?
Yeah, I think it's a mix. Definitely right about, because remember when Ben Higgins said that, it was like, scandal, like, oh my gosh,
she
told JoJo
away.
And Lauren, like, this is not allowed on the show, like, you can't even say it to the one you're picking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to give it away. And I'm trying to think, I think it's not like having sex in the fantasy suites with more than one was always a thing, but it wasn't aired as always a thing. I think they're a little more like teasing about it, or like hinting, or making it look like some people had sex that didn't, but just like, I mean, there was, you know, like sound effects or like shadows on the wall, but not really alluding to it otherwise.
Yeah.
And that, or it would come out after the season like, okay, I was only, you know, with this person, or we just stayed up all night talking, or they wouldn't admit to it. And then, like, Andy's season, like, it was shocking when Nick said that to her on the show and, like, basically admitted that they did. Because I think, you know, normally you just kind of presume that it's going to be, like, vague. So, yeah, it's definitely become a thing where now it's, like, saying the L word, saying
I think it's
you,
just, like, more open about it. I think we're more open about all of it.
Yeah, and I think that they've open the floodgates to be like, yes, you have to say you're falling in love, or you're on the way to it, or you could see yourself falling in love. Like, they have these new degrees of like that phrase.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like they're okay with saying I love this person and not picking that person, which I don't think was done before at all. So yeah, is Ben Higgins a groundbreaker? I don't think he slept with all of them, but there used to be a lot more like letting someone go at final three because they knew they weren't picking them. But that hasn't happened in a while. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think once the producers saw like how messy it could get and how interested people were, they are encouraging of that. We have questions from George. And George says, my question and topic for discussion today is, do you feel the Bachelor franchise should look in the mirror and examine any of their practices and how they contribute to the negative behavior that occurs on the show? We can assume they were the cause of Champagne Gate, intentionally setting up the Kelsey and Hannah Ann drama the first night. They intentionally set up Victoria on a one-on-one date that included a concert with a musician she previously dated. They intentionally changed the rules of Fantasy Suite Date Week to have the three women stay in the same place for the sole purpose of drama. The concept of the show is to end the season with a happy couple they can present as a success story, but the process they put the contestants through feels like a sorority fraternity hazing at times. At what point do they need to take a break from calling out Bachelor Nation, take a look in the mirror, and accept their own actions? I will be angry next week when Chris Harrison chastises the audience for their treatment of the contestants, but then gives a playful, aw, shucks, did we do that, when confronted with the manipulation of him and the show he represents. George.
They will never take responsibility for it. Right. I think we've seen that, you know, forever. I think the closest they came to taking responsibility for it, is the Bachelor in Paradise situation.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, now that people were upset about, okay, why are all the women living in the same house? Like, Chris is basically has an excuse. Like, we had to do that to move the story along and like help them like have clarity about their decisions. Like, they have a talking point for why they have done everything. And they can kind of just say, well, you know, they didn't have to react that way and like sort of feel like they're in the clear. And then he says, how about what seems like an obvious DMK for Peter, Hannah Ann, Madison, Victoria? I think we answered that, right? Like, mm-hmm. Hannah Ann was the D. Well, I'm unclear on what Madison or Victoria. Like, seems like he like wants to marry Madison.
Yeah. And he wants to D both Hannah Ann and Victoria.
Right. So I don't know who he's gonna kill at this point. And then for Haley, he wants to know, DMK, riding jet skis, riding in a helicopter, climbing the outside of a 70-story building. Yeah, I forgot to mention that was the first part of the date with Madison, was the scaling a building. And
she handled that like an absolute champ.
Mm-hmm.
I am very impressed with her with that.
Yeah, that looked terrible. But
obviously kill climbing an outside of a building. Ding riding in a helicopter, and Mary riding jet skis.
Yeah, that's the right call, I would say. And then he says, question three, do Australians automatically think of themselves as living down under? Wouldn't they think of themselves as being on top of the world and we are the ones on the bottom of the earth?
Millie Wise, you can answer that for me. Slide into my DMs, girl.
When Madison asked Victoria how her fantasy date was with Peter, did Victoria respond by saying it was productive or it was reproductive?
Gross.
And then you have to choose one. Okay, you have to choose one. Go on The Bachelor as a contestant and have your life exposed to all of Bachelor Nation, or have Nick Willenda help you walk a tightrope across a live volcano.
The first one, I am I'm exceptionally boring. What would they? They'd be too bored to even try and expose me. Oh, she has a shitty Bachelor podcast. How devastating.
Yeah, you'd be the super fan. Like, I forget what season that was. Was it Desiree's? The Bachelor super fan.
Yeah. I'm definitely not walking over any volcano. No, thank you.
No.
I am busy that day.
And then, what if all contestants on Senior Bachelor were former hometown date parents who are now single? Who would you like to come back on the show? That kind of makes sense to me that they would have like some, they'd find somebody that has some sort of tie.
Yeah.
Like they'll get Mike's grandma or something.
Ooh, I love that.
I don't think now with these young contestants, like their parents are not even old enough to be on the show. Yeah, and then he says, thanks for all the laughs this season. George, thank you for putting up with our draft and tallying everything for us and not roasting us too bad for our pitiful performance this time. All right, then we have questions from the Facebook thread and the Patreon group. Rob has a website.com/ patron if you would like to join the fun. Elizabeth Devine Reed Ames says, I haven't gotten around to watching past the premiere. Should I go bother with it or wait until next season?
Don't even bother with next season. Just keep listening to the podcast.
Christopher Lyons, is there any way that Madison stays after this week?
Yeah, I do, because Peter really likes her, and I think he can talk her into staying.
Yeah, he seemed very convincing. Like, it was just the way he was pleading with her, like, don't give up on us, and, you know, like, rubbing her temples and her back, mm-hmm. and, like, it's just sort of like, okay, like, she's in it so far that, is she going to want to give up on it? But fundamentally, they're so different. And then Kate Wright, can someone please explain to me why Madison wanted to go on the show?
I really don't know. That's a tough one. Here's my best theory. Mm-hmm. She applied for Colton season.
Ooh.
And then she didn't get accepted for that one. So she got accepted for this one. She said yes.
Yeah. And then maybe saw, like, well, Colton was on, and then he ended up being the lead the next time. So maybe they would have a female virgin be the bachelorette. And it seems like her dad was very into, like, coaching her to be on the show. So, and I think Colton's dad was the same way. Maybe it's like, hey, this is a really good opportunity for you as an athlete and to be an influencer and, like, get your message out there. And, like, you don't have to end up with the guy, you know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then maybe that's the same with Hannah Ann. Like, her dad definitely wasn't into Peter saying he loved her or anything like that. So I think it's like the opportunities you can get out of this is still like the main driver that people have. Then Melissa McIntyre from My Sister Sarah, she says, which is more cute, Madison thinking it was possible that Peter didn't sleep with other women, or Peter thinking he wouldn't have to confess it?
I think definitely Madison thinking he wouldn't sleep with the other two. I really think she might have thought it wasn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm. I think she really thought she was clear about it, because we have a confessional of her being like, I'm so hurt because I was so clear about that, you know, how it would affect me, and he did it anyway. It's like, I don't think you were that clear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to really blame him for this one.
Especially since she kept saying, like, I don't want to tell you what to do. I don't want an ultimatum. So, hey, if you don't want it to be an ultimatum, then he's not going to take it that way.
Yeah.
Amanda Danforth, what other sentences should Peter have tried in his Australian accent?
Oh, none. It was the worst Australian accent I've ever heard in my entire life, and Ethan does an exceptionally bad one.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna attempt.
For all of his strengths, God, he is so bad at accents.
What's the only one that I know of? It's like, what's the trick? It's like, oh, rise up lights is razor blades. You say rise up lights. Rise up lights. Rise up lights.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's all I can say.
You know, beer, what is it? Beer can is something in a Jamaican accent.
Oh,
bacon. Oh. Beer can is bacon in a Jamaican accent or something.
That's funny.
Or maybe bacon is bacon. Beer can in a Jamaican accent? Whatever.
Who knows? Sarah Seal says, one must go. Kangaroos, Survivor, the Australian Outback Steakhouse, or Peter?
Here's a hot take. Mm-hmm. Outback Steakhouse. Actually, it's probably not that hot of a take. Like, I don't want to get rid of Peter. I don't mind him.
Right.
I feel like there's a lot of great chain restaurants. I haven't been to an Outback Steakhouse, God, since like early 2000s, maybe. And I've never really had any draw to go back.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely can go for me. So,
yeah.
Kangaroos definitely have to stay.
Number one, stay. Yeah.
Australian Outback, I mean, that's a pretty good season.
It was fine.
Yeah.
It was the best season.
I think it's more just because it was
like iconic.
The second one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, everyone became well known for a little while.
Yeah.
Harley Molman, I am really on the fence about this whole Madison situation. She came on the show knowing that the fantasy suites are part of it, and she should expect him to partake. I love that, partake. I'm going to partake. If you should choose to forgo. But if a guy is saying he's falling in love with you and sleeping with other two people, it feels dirty. What do you think about this? I think it's weirder that Hannah Ann and Victoria don't seem to care at all that they're sleeping with the same guy that they supposedly love.
I think that maybe this wasn't the best situation for Madison to go through. I see both sides of the situation. I don't. Why shouldn't Peter get to sleep with two people he's dating and that he is interested in if that's what he wants to do? Mm-hmm. And why shouldn't Madison not do that? And I get why she would be upset that he's sleeping with other people, especially since he's telling her he's falling for her and et cetera, et cetera. We don't know what else he's saying. I think maybe she's incredibly naive about the whole situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm sure Hannah Ann and Victoria were upset, but I think they were, based on the conversation we saw with Hannah and how she was telling him, like, yeah, it's fine. Like, I think they were probably heavily coached into, like, you know, you don't want to put pressure on Peter. This is really important to the process. And, you know, how do you think it's affecting him if Maddie did this, you know? And, you know, I just think that there's something that was prompting her to, like, be so open about that, like, she wasn't bothered or wasn't going to, or was going to stay around. I think there's probably, like, the producers were worried that he was going to be so affected by Madison and not do anything in the fantasy suite. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was probably part of it. Melina locked. Kajini's? Is it just me, or does this season feel more produced than other seasons recently?
I absolutely agree. You know, and I think maybe that's coming off of Colton's season, where so many of the moments felt not produced because of Colton's choices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was skirting production, so literally jumping.
Like, Colton found a lot of ways to get around it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because wasn't he even, or he claimed that he was sort of like acting like Hannah G was who he was going to pick. And so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Justin Feinberg. Could Peter have heard anything more disheartening than Madison, his seeming frontrunner at the time, tell him she did not want him to be intimate with Victoria and Hannah Ann, two women he seemingly kept along precisely because he wanted to give them a world-class sex experience before bidding them farewell?
I mean, yeah, that's a tough one, eh?
That's so funny. Like, all right, like, that would explain his choices a little more with Victoria, you know? So it's like, yeah. Will Holston, would you rather spend 1 hour with Victoria F or be forced to watch Peter's Sylvan Learning Center commercial on loop for an hour?
I'm going commercial because I don't feel like the commercial will bully me if left alone with me for long enough.
True. You're going to just like start to see layers of the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, create a whole backstory.
Soon I'll be like calling for him to win a Oscar or something, right? Or what are the, like, a commercial Emmy?
Yeah,
do those exist?
Probably. And William Anastasio. So, who do you think he did it with? I'm thinking Hannah Ann, but not Victoria. Also, I'm 100% ready for the Senior Bachelor. Okay, so William, you and I are on the same page.
I think I have to agree.
Yeah, I'm sure he did stuff with Victoria, but you know, you didn't get the details. But yeah. Based on her reaction, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, good call.
So, and if that is the case, then that might indicate kind of where it's going next week, who he might be picking and what's happening. But he has to get rid of Victoria F at some point. Like,
does he?
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe he picks her and then he hears more of the stories and pulls an Ari, but that season has been done before too.
God, I don't know. I just don't know. Are you ready to hear what Doug has to say?
Oh yeah, of course. And now I can have a voice to it.
Last week. I know. I wonder if people were like, "Oh, that is exactly how I thought he'd sound," or not at all.
Yeah, Yeah, I wasn't shocked. Yeah.
So he says, I'm 32 and single. Does that qualify me for the new Bachelor Senior show? You know what? We would have thought
I didn't know he was that old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that it's old. It's younger than me.
We didn't realize Doug was that old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you would qualify, Doug. Do we honestly need to see that stupid good key every time they open fantasy speed envelope to read some intern's shitty handwriting? Just give them a key card and ask if they want to bang. Spoiler, they do.
Yeah, it's like, this is the final rose tonight. They have to have it. And yeah. It's just like, yeah, a time waste.
I think they should have spiced things up a bit by bringing in some new, better women from Bachelor Australia. You know what? That would have been fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah. That would have been really good.
Yeah, if they did. Too bad we're not in the group date stage, because they could have done like a group date with a couple of them.
Oh my gosh, that would have been so good for a group date thing, like early on, where it's like, oh, you're not competing against the other women from your season. Like,
yeah,
he could go on a date with these five. Wow.
I think that's a fantastic idea, and they should pay us for it.
They should.
When Victoria F said she's never been more attracted to someone, and she been told that Peter was either married, a country music star, or able to clear her driving record. Yike.
Yeah. And then there was some line she said, like, she kind of had this gleam in her eye, like, I put him through so much. I love him.
Ew. So stop. Stop romanticizing your red flags.
Mm-hmm.
With so many extremely dangerous animals in Australia, do you think that the allegedly unspoiled ending could be a literal ding, marry, kill scenario in which Han Ann or Victoria F is devoured by a crocodile or something?
Oh, no. Judging my Instagram, I'd say no, but...
After seeing Peter literally F up the only real chance he had at love, I was encouraged by a Coors Light ad, which told me it's okay to drink beer at home alone while contemplating dog ownership. In spite of this, I still know deep down that I'm better at making decisions than Peter. Roll Tide. Roll Tide. I tried to convince Doug he should get a cat, but then he told me he's allergic to cats. So,
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm excited that the finale is in Australia, but it just makes me dream of my own vacation that I wish I was taking.
Oh, totally.
But you could take a vacation if you wanted, listeners. Just visit robhasawebsite.com/travel. There's some great deals on there. Currently, for our American and Canadian listeners, you can get your spring savings up to 40% off of select hotels on Expedia.com and Expedia.ca. So check those out.
You can do a staycation.
Staycation, yeah.
Hotels.
Yep, you can do that.
Do your own fantasy suites.
Ew! I guess. You won't get a fantasy.
Oh my gosh, I died when Ethan was like, oh wait, they were like going to kick us out of the vineyard for like...
Disgusting! I was so mad. Gross. We won't even hold hands in public. We're worried about our wedding because we're going to have to kiss in front of people for the first time. Yeah. Ugh, I don't want my... Ugh, we're going to seal our vows with a handshake.
You'll have to ban that, like, you'll have to ban silverware so no one does, like, that silverware thing where they make you, like, kiss multiple times.
Ugh, God, again, just a nice, hearty handshake.
you could carry, like, you know how Rob does, like, the puppets with on popsicle sticks? You should have, like, puppets of yourselves and, like, that could be, like, your comeback if people pull that move.
Yeah, and, like, you know what? That's a great kiss. Idea. Fantastic. kissing. Ugh, I don't wanna. Don't make me. No. Yeah, but if you wanna follow me on Instagram or Twitter at @hstrong_, my blog, strongtakes.ca.
Yeah.
I went to Trader Joe's this weekend, so I wrote a blog post about that I will be putting up tomorrow.
Is it
in
Buffalo? Or do you
technically Amherst, but just outside of Buffalo.
Nice. Yeah. I was just there today too. I got the everything but the elote seasoning.
I bought that too.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I haven't figured out what I'm going to do with it, but I was just like, I like everything but the bagel seasoning, so I just got to get whatever they come out with on this line.
Yeah, but you think what I'm going to do, because I bought some frozen corn.
Mm.
I'm going, and I have some like chicken breasts in the freezer. I'm going to make like a salad where I put that seasoning on the chicken and on the corn.
Oh yeah.
And then maybe throw like an avocado in it and some sauteed peppers and onions. So we'll see how that works. But
cool. All right. And you can find me on Twitter at RHAP Recapper. Lately, I've just been really loving my DVR, and so I'm not live tweeting, but one of these days, maybe I'll be back on there tweeting.
Listen, about it. It's been great. You know, we've been starting The Bachelor like 10 to 15 minutes late pretty much every episode now. Just like fast forward.
Yeah, can't deal with these commercials. Even if we do see commercials for casting for The Senior Bachelor, those are, you guys let us know about them anyway. So, yes. Yeah. All right, Women Tell All next week. This one has actually flown by. I feel like the season, as confusing as it's been and vague, it seems like it's gone by fast. Like it's March.
Because we had that almost. 1 week where it was like 75 hours.
That's true. They put us through that. That makes sense. We like sort of saved a week that way. So we'll have like a month off maybe, and then we'll figure out if we're going to cover that musical show. At least a little bit, I think. Maybe we could combine that with Love is Blind, because I have a feeling the show looked really bad based on the preview for the musical show.
Yeah.
I didn't think they had a lot of content, and they're trying to push. Are you here for the song reasons? Like that was terrible.
Ew, are you serious?
Are they there for the right reasons or the song reasons?
Ew, I'm so upset.
Yeah. Although they should have, that would have been a better title than Listen to Your Heart. The song reasons.
Ew, Amy, don't. Ew, God.
Anything's better than Listen to Your Heart. Listen to your heart if he's calling
you. Maybe we should not join that show.
Yeah, probably not. All right, well, we'll be back next week. Oh, and we have we'll be guesting on another podcast. Do you want to tell about that? Tease that.
We're going to be on an episode of the Hallmarkies podcast talking about a movie called Reality of Love. Mm-hmm. So we'll let you know when that comes out.
Yeah, and kind of is like a Bachelor-esque type show. So, yeah, Hallmarkies, where they cover Hallmark and other type of Hallmark-adjacent movies, right? So,
yeah.
Fun.
Very exciting.
Keep your eyes up for that. All right. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.